albeit versus although. While albeit and although share the same meaning, they are not always interchangeable. Albeit is used to introduce dependent or subordinate clauses. However, when a subordinate clause begins with albeit, although, even though, or even if, it is known as a concessive clause. A concessive clause introduces ideas that contradict or qualify the action of the main clause. As previously mentioned, albeit's usage is limited when comparing to although. Although, as well as the albeit synonyms listed above, can be used to introduce an independent clause, while albeit cannot. Here are a few examples. Correct. He decided to cheat on the test, although he knows that cheating is wrong. Incorrect. He decided to cheat on the test, albeit he knows that cheating is wrong. I wanted to compete in the race, even though I would probably lose. I wanted to compete in the race, albeit I would probably lose. Incorrect. The company wanted to change its banking system, even though the old system had been working just fine. The company changed its banking system, albeit the old system had been working just fine. Incorrect. She invited 100 people to the party, although very few people were likely to show up. She invited 100 people to the party, albeit very few people were likely to show up. Incorrect. The family wanted to take more vacations, but it wasn't in the budget. The family wanted to take more vacations, albeit it wasn't in the budget. Incorrect. Conclusion. Albeit made its way into the English language after a long period of being obsolete. While albeit is still considered a relatively formal word, you can still hear it in everyday English conversations. It's one of the best ways to express contradictory ideas in a sentence. In short, knowing the meaning of albeit and understanding how to use it will help you improve your English speaking and writing skills. We hope you found this guide on how to use albeit useful. As always, for all things English conversation, grammar, or job related, visit the Magoosh Speaking blog.